And so the fact that God is always going to be there. Somebody might say, well, you know, Pastor Glaze, you're preaching pie in the sky. You're preaching about a day when in the future that, you know, how's that going to help me right now? Well, let me tell you about Yahweh Shammah. Let me tell you how Yahweh Shammah is there for us right now. When we think about him being there, there's three things that I want to say about the presence that the name of God, Yahweh Shammah, deals with his presence. And we see his presence is a peaceful presence. His presence is a protecting presence. And his presence is a pleasurable presence.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Yahweh Shammah, The Lord is Here, from our series, The Names of God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Yahweh Shammah, The Lord is Here.
Greetings, saints. We come to another installation on our series and on the names of God. Today we are speaking from Ezekiel chapter 48 and verse 35, where today we are going to study the name Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. Today we are focusing on the presence of the Lord. And as we think about the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is assuring to know that the Lord is there. I've shared this story before, but let me open up with this story again. I remember when I was in Virginia, and I was called to do a revival about an hour away from where I was living. And somebody blessed me with a car. And the car was a Chrysler New Yorker. And I remember there was one thing that was wrong with the car. And the problem with the car was that the gas needle didn't work. And so I filled up, or not necessarily filled up, but I put gas in the car thinking that it would get me down there and back. Evidently, some running around was done before I actually took off to go to do the revival. And so I went, preached that evening, and as I was on my way home, now we're talking about in the country, down in Virginia. On my way home, my car started sputtering. And the next thing I know, my car stopped. Fortunately, I was able to get it off onto the side of the road. Now, I'm talking, this was probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening. And I figured out what happened right away, and that was my car had run out of gas. And so I got out, and I'm out in the middle of the fields where you know, you could see the cows and hear the cows mooing, and I'm out there for a little bit seeing if somebody comes along, see if I can get a ride. Nothing was happening. And I remember getting back in my car, and I thought to myself, I'm going to be here for the rest of the night until day breaks. And when day breaks, I'll get out and start walking. And I didn't know how far I was going to have to walk to the next gas station. And so I got back in my car. And I remember almost like a panic getting ready to come over me, because I'm thinking that, man, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. And then all of a sudden, this peace came upon me. And I know this was just my sanctified imagination, but I imagined the Lord sitting in the passenger seat next to me. Just in my mind, I thought about, you know, the Lord is sitting here in the passenger's seat. And I'll be honest with you, a calm came over me, and I just kept looking over there. And again, I didn't necessarily see anything, but I just kept glancing over and saying that the Lord is sitting in the passenger seat. You know who I needed that evening? I needed Yahweh Shammah. I needed the Lord who is there. And you know, isn't it like that for us sometimes? Whether we're going through a trial of life, maybe we're dealing with a health issue, maybe we're dealing with relationship problem, maybe we're dealing with some other type of problem. And it'd be a tragedy to think that we have to go through those things by ourselves. What a blessing to know that the Lord is there. And so today, as we look at this 48th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, we are looking at the idea that the Lord is there. Now, when we look at Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48, we see a couple of things going on. Ezekiel 40 through 48 describes a future kingdom. Now, this is what many of us would call, and I know that there's some controversy because not everybody is a millennialist. You know, we have some post-millennial and we have some amillennial. So, you know, we approach the scriptures from a premillennial point of view. And so we would look at Ezekiel 40 through 48 as pointing to a time of the millennial when Christ will rule and reign on this earth. And in chapters 40 through 43, we see that there will be a temple during this millennial. Now, somebody will ask the question, why do we need a temple, you know, when Christ is on the throne and we don't necessarily need to offer sacrifices? But I think this temple is more of a memorial. It's more of a reflection for us to look back and see what Christ has done for us. Yeah, there may be some service going on. There may be some things taking place in this temple. But more than anything else, I think that these are all reminders of this great salvation that we have in Jesus Christ, and how that even in the Old Testament, all the sacrifices pointed to the coming Messiah. And so as they pointed to the coming Messiah, we will look back in the future at what Christ has done. So chapters 40 through 43 deal with the new temple. Chapters 45 and 46, they deal with the work of the priests and the offerings. So again, you know, we will see these things take place, but I believe primarily for a memorial, for us to look back and be reminded of this salvation that we have. And then 47 and 48 talks about the land of the kingdom. It says that there's a river that flows from the temple. It gives us the boundaries of the land. And then it talks about gates in the city. So chapters 40 through 48 lay out this whole idea of the coming kingdom in Christ. And then we come to verse 48. And verse 48 says, instead of Jerusalem being the name of the city, that the city shall be called Yahweh Shammah. And that means that the Lord is there. That the Lord is there. That the Lord is there to display his faithfulness to his people. That the Lord is there to rule and govern the earth. That the Lord is there to protect all those who love him. And the Lord is there to live among his people. The Lord is there. You know, God desires to dwell among his people. Just think about three aspects, past, present, and future, of the idea that God just loves being with his people. In Exodus chapter 25 in verse 8, God told Moses to build a sanctuary, to build a tabernacle. And listen to what he says in Exodus 25, 8. Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Huh. What was the purpose of the sanctuary? For God to dwell among his people. For God to be there. Isn't it good to know that we don't have a over there God, but we have a right here God. That a God that desires to be among his people. Present. We look in the New Testament and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, know you not that your temple, that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. That the Spirit of God is there. That he was there for the Israelites in the Old Testament. That he was right there, that he's right there for us in the New Testament. And then in Revelation 21 in verse 3, it talks about a future time when God will be there. The Apostle John, writing in the book of Revelation, says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. He will be there, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he shall be their God. That we have a God who is there. And so as I think about this God who is there, Yahweh Shammah, you know what that means? That means that he's present. That means he's present. You know, when you think about the Israelites and how they rebelled and how that they turned against God and that God scattered them throughout the earth, and that one day he's going to bring them back together again. And they are already gathering in the land right now, but there's a future day in which Israel will become a people again, a nation again, in the fullest sense of the word. Like I said, right now they're back in the land, but there's coming a day when it will be even a glorious and greater time when Israel will be gathered. And the Bible says that God said the city will no longer be called Jerusalem, but it'll be called Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. What a powerful concept to know that the Lord is there. You know, somebody asked the question, what's the worst thing about hell and what's the best thing about heaven? Think about that for a minute. What's the worst thing about hell and what's the best thing about heaven? Well, what's the worst thing about hell is that God is not there. God is not there to comfort you. When the rich man was tormented in the flame, he didn't even have anybody to dip their finger in water and put a drop of water on his tongue. That God is not there. Oh, we know that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. But he's not there in the sense that he's going to protect, that he's going to love, that he's going to nurture. That God is not there. What's the best thing about heaven? Oh, we can look at the streets of gold. We can look at the angelic choir. We can look at the pearly gates. We can look at all these things and say, all those things are great. But the greatest thing about heaven, God is there. God is there. And just think that we will be able to spend eternity in the presence of the living God. When we look around at all that's going on today, you know, even the election right now on this Friday in November, after the election, we still don't know who the president is. We still don't know who's going to be there, right? We don't know who's going to be on the seat in the White House. We don't know who's going to be there. But we do know who's going to be there in heaven. We do know who's going to be seated on the throne of God and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and he's always going to be there. And so the fact that God is always going to be there, somebody might say, well, you know, Pastor Glaze, you're preaching pie in the sky. You're preaching about a day when in the future that, you know, how's that going to help me right now? Well, let me tell you about Yahweh Shammah. Let me tell you how Yahweh Shammah is there for us right now. When we think about him being there, there's three things that I want to say about the presence that the name of God, Yahweh Shammah, deals with his presence. And we see his presence is a peaceful presence. His presence is a protecting presence. And his presence is a pleasurable presence. Let's look at the first one. And it's found in Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5. Yahweh Shammah is there. It is a peaceful presence. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear. This takes me back to my opening illustration. When I was stranded out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night, and how that fear came on me. And Psalm 46, 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. That knowing God is there, we will not fear. Knowing that God is beside us causes us to have a peaceful presence. But notice, it goes on to talk about though the earth be removed. And I believe that that's talking about earthquakes. Anybody got any earthquakes going on in their life right now? Maybe there might not be literal earthquakes, but maybe they are earthquakes of crisis. I know some people are just fearful. Their earthquake right now is who's going to be the president. And some people are in great fear if Trump continues on as president. And some people are in great fear if Biden gets elected as president. And for them, that's an earthquake. It's something that's shattering their lives. You need the presence of God. You need to know that God is there, that God is with you. Dealing with some earthquakes right now. Said, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I look at that as volcanoes. You know, where volcanoes come from, where? Mountains. And the volcanoes erupt. And what do? They run down the side of the mountain. They run across the land. And many times they run into the sea. Got some volcanoes in your life. Got walking through some fires in your life. Walking through some molten rock in your life. Yahweh Shammah is there. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. I look at this as tsunamis. The waters roaring. What? Building up. The waters building up. Getting ready to come and sweep over your life. You ever see a tsunami? And how that it just comes up and wipes out cities. And it comes up on the land and destroys everything and then goes back out and takes things with it. Tsunamis. Good to know that when you're in a tsunami and you're being tossed by the waves of life, when you're tossed by the billows of life, it's good to know that God, it's good to know that God is there. It's good to know that he's there. Hurricanes, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, the hurricanes blowing the trees, you're blowing the mountains. Got some hurricanes going on in your life. Feel like your life is being blown in each and every direction. God is there. As we continue to read in Psalm 46, it lets us know that there is a river, right? There is a river that flows from the temple of God. And it says that God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Think about this river. And all around this river, there's earthquakes. All around this river, there's volcanoes. All around this river, there's tsunamis. All around this river, there's hurricanes. Just think about this river. And yet and still, verse 5 lets us know that God is in the midst of the river. And the river is unmoved. Why? Because God is helping her, and that right early. As all these things begin to converge on you, as all these things begin to converge on your life, hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, tsunamis, as they converge on your life, and things that would drive the average person out of their mind, that you can sit there and have a peace that passes all understanding. And why do you have that peace that passes all understanding? Because God is there. Because God is there. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is in the river. Your peace in your heart, that within your soul, there's a peace that's running. Within your soul, there's a peace that passes all understanding. And around this peace are all kind of agitations that want to stir you up, that want to drive you crazy. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know how you want to take care of this. And all these things are churning in your soul. But in the middle of your soul, there's a peace. And you just need to find that center. You need to come to that peaceful place in your life and watch all these natural disasters, all these problems just dissolve and melt. Oh, I'm not saying that they're going to go away, but what I'm saying is that when you know the Lord is there, that you have a peace in your spirit, that he's going to make everything all right. You know what? I'm not for the Republican elephant. I'm not for the Democratic donkey. I'm for the Lamb of God. The Lamb who keeps my soul calm. The Lamb who keeps peace in my life. That's the one that I'm looking to. That's the one that I'm holding on to. That's the one that I'm trusting, because these other political parties, they can't give me a peace like Yahweh Shammah can. That they're in Washington, D.C., right? They're over there. They're way over there. I need somebody who's right here. Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is there. That's the peaceful protection or pleasure that we have. The second thing that we see with Yahweh Shammah is that we have a protecting presence, a protecting presence.
Thank you for joining us today on In Kurt and Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is here. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Yahweh Shammah, the Lord is here, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is Here. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Yahweh Shammah, The Lord is Here. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to trust in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.